Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, one of my boys, Christian Conte, Dr. Christian Conte, who I love and admire and respect, who really kind of sees the world as it is and has helped change and give folks a lot of opportunity to live, quite frankly, and thrive, has sent me the name of Jake Wickerstein. He is a true counselor, insider. A man who has a vision about trying to deal with guns and mental health and our gun culture. In fact, in a fantastic piece that he wrote, the first solution is to invite gun owners to check on themselves by way of a free and anonymous screening powered by Mental Health America. Wow. Jake, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Doing well. Thank you.
Every time... Jake... First of all, give our folks a little background on your expertise and your path in life.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I'm licensed as an emergent family therapist in the state of Nevada, and I also hold a national certified counselor credential from the National Board of Certified Counselors. And I've been practicing for about a dozen years in this field, and I own and operate an outpatient counseling practice called Zephyr Wellness here in Northern Nevada. I wear a lot of hats, but... That's my professional background is relevant to the audience, I'd say.
Some of your writing is so revealing in that you believe that folks should have more and get more access to mental health. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if we hover on that topic for just a second, I would say that our culture in this country has gone from mental health treatment averse, and in the last, I don't know, 5 to 7 years or so, the pendulum has swung almost too far to everybody claiming mental illness. I don't know if it's trendy or what, or just that we've over publicized the message. But now we've got an overwhelming demand that we can't possibly meet, and a lot of people don't need to come into the clinic, quite honestly. So,
I got to stop you there because I think this is brilliant. Because I think what happens, Jake, is rather than really talking about what's happening with guns and violence and stress and suicide, everybody just says everybody's mentally ill, so everybody should get treatment, right?
Yeah, that's not, and I couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, I'm trying to work myself out of a job, and one of the ways I do that is push information out so people can avoid coming into the practice. You know what I mean? I want people to solve their own problems.
Man, it's frightening to me, though. So, Jake, when you see another mass shooting, what runs through your mind, sir?
Sorrow, dread, anguish. It sucks. I don't like watching and reading about these reports. But immediately the reflexive response from media, because media like clicks, and I mean, you're a journalist, you've been in this for a while,
right.
is to lead with the tantalizing sensational headline because it drives eyeballs. And really what happens in this country way more often than mass shootings or homicides is suicides, right. And specifically suicides by firearm. At a clip that well outstrips the pace of any other gun death, and that's what I try to focus on, because the link between guns and mental health is through suicide prevention. Mm. So if we can get that message out that people need to look at themselves, check in on themselves, engage their friends and families to be healthy, then we stop a lot of this stuff, and the ripple effect would obviously be in the form of preventing violence too. We would assume.
I want to hug you. You're so right on with this. And hey, Jake, tell folks, most of those suicides are from a gun that they found in the house or a friend's gun, right?
Yeah, we know that suicide is often impulsive. People make the decision to take their own lives usually inside of an hour, but oftentimes inside of minutes. And so if we could put time and space between that impulsive decision and the execution of it, we're all going to be better off. And that speaks to things like responsible storage. And nice. One of the things we're trying to do with the firearms community through this organization I'm a part of called Walk the Talk America is to define responsible with regards to storage as meaning to prevent unauthorized access. So sometimes that unauthorized person might be you if you're in a time of crisis.
Right. Hey, Jake, you said something that I see every single day. We're all so damn afraid to engage each other about the truth. Mental illness, stress, anxiety. Why is that, sir? Especially men.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with ego, and I know you're friends with Dr. Conte, yeah. And he's been a longtime mentor and friend to me, and he talks a lot about this ego idea, this idea that it's scary to look deep within oneself because the stuff that can be revealed is so overwhelming in the possibilities it presents. It's just easier to live in a comfort zone, even if that comfort zone isn't necessarily helping you. So one of the things that makes it so hard is to look at oneself, acknowledge the fear that we have to let go of that which we think we know really well, and embrace something greater. And so I do a lot of emotional functioning as a result of this. And if we know our emotions really well, especially as dudes, dudes don't really tend to their emotions super well.
No.
You know your emotions well, you can push through it and know that something better is waiting on the other side.
Yeah, but Jake, how do you start? This is Jake Wickersham. How do you start that conversation with a man that you're worried about? How?
Be honest, and if you have good rapport and you have a good friendship with him, you can speak straight to him and say, hey, man, you're a little off lately. What's up? You know, and they know that that's coming from a place of love and compassion and not judgmentalism or condescension, right? So obviously it's different in the clinic. If somebody walks into my office, they're there voluntarily saying, hey, I have an issue. But if it's somebody who I know and love and they're not in a professional setting, I'd just be like, hey, man, you've been pretty negative, or nice. I noticed a change in your presentation.
Nice.
You're not as talkative as you used to be, you know, and what's up? Like, what's going on? Like, hit it head on and be that place. Don't try to solve the problem. Just listen. And sometimes that's all it takes is like, oh man, thanks for noticing. You know, I thought I was alone in the world. Like, oh no, breath of fresh air. Let's go have a beer. You know,
you're kind of in the group of folks like I am that the guns aren't going away. Are they, Jake?
No.
No way.
There's 300 and some of them at, by conservative estimates. You know, if we were to even wave a magic wand and say we get 75% of state legislatures to approve a repeal of the Second Amendment, well, then you got the collection issue. The logistics of doing such a thing, right, are just overwhelming.
That's
so
right.
We have to meet this problem where it is, not where we think it should be or where it could be someday or where it is in another country, but right where it is, which is guns are prevalent. We've got 110 million-ish gun owners in the country. How do we meet them where they are? And my response to that is invite them into care and help them understand that I don't have a bat phone to the government. I'm not going to pick up the radio and tattle on them to come steal their property or whatever. They need to come and know that I am a safe place for them to explore what's going on without fear of reprisal. And that's what Walk the Talk America is trying to do, to bridge that gap.
How do folks get to your info, brother? I love this.
So Walk the Talk America, you could take a free and anonymous mental health screening at WTTA.org/love.
Nice.
So WalkTheTalkAmerica.org/love. You can check out my stuff at ZephyrWellness.org. If you want to learn about this emotional functioning stuff, just type in emotional functioning in the videos search and they'll pop right up. And then if you want to follow me personally, I'm on Twitter at Jake Wisk, JakeWisk.
Jake, you're the man. Thanks, brother. Talk to you again, man.
Thanks to the audience, Marty.
Great stuff. Honest guy. Just wants to help.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.